Hello everyone, welcome back to this latest Top Sales World Top Sales Hard Talk interview series. My guest today is Paul McCord of McCord Training and Development. Paul is a globally recognised consultant. He works on the international stage, and he's of course also a best-selling author. He's been part of the Top Sales team for almost 7 years, so he's coming up for his long service medal. How on earth he's put up with us for this long, I really don't know. Welcome, Paul.
Jonathan, I am really pleased to be here. Thank you very much for the invitation.
It's always a pleasure, always a pleasure. Now, you and I have been talking offline quite recently about referral selling, which I know is something that you do coach a lot, and you offer referral selling consultancy, and you're known as one of the top experts in the world. You've got a theory that one of the main reasons why frontline salespeople don't get as many referrals as they ought to do is simply because they're not asking in the right way at the right time. And I know that you've got some fresh thoughts on that. So would you be kind enough to share them with us?
Sure. I really think one of the big problems with referrals is that most salespeople have been taught that generating a referral is really, really simple. It's simply a matter of asking, Jonathan, do you happen to know of anyone else that might be able to use my product or service? Or something like, gosh, Jonathan, do you know anybody else that I might be able to help? Simple questions. And most of the time, they don't generate a very good referral if they generate anything at all. At the most, what we get is the name and phone number of somebody that our client thinks might be interested or might have a need for our product or service, or phone number to get rid of us. The problem that asking that question is it generates a lot of issues. When we do this, when we ask that question, we're either literally standing in front of them waiting for an answer, or we're on the phone waiting for an answer. We're giving our client 10 or 15 seconds to go through their mental file cabinet and come up with a really great referral for us. And that's just not realistic. Then on top of that, our client really doesn't know who a great referral for us is. In order for them to really know who are top-notch prospects for us, they have to know as much about our business as we do. And they obviously a situation where it's very, very difficult for our client to give us a quality referral. But fortunately, we don't have to live with that. Rather than asking our client to do our prospecting for us, it makes a whole lot more sense for us to do the research, the hard work, finding out who our client knows that we know is a great prospect for us, and then simply client to introduce us to that great prospect. It's a matter of taking the time and putting in the effort, and this is particularly effective for business-to-business sellers, but business of taking the time and putting in the effort to become a detective and figure out who our knows that we know we want to be introduced to. Fortunately, with the internet and some other things, is really, really easy at this point. Most of our clients are going to have some involvement with social media, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn, maybe all three of them, maybe some others. We can find out an awful lot by researching them on the internet and find out some of the connections that they have. If we meet them in their office, We can look around and see who their vendors are. We can look around and see who some of their customers are. Pardon me. We can look at the walls, look at their desk, find out what organizations they belong to. There are a tremendous number of ways that we can find out who our clients are connected to. And once we know who they're connected to, we can find out which of those connections they have would be great prospects for us.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
instead of asking for that name and phone number that we've traditionally asked, all we have to do is ask a much more specific question, something like, you know, Jonathan, I've been trying to connect with Joe Blow over at XYZ Company for a long time. And for whatever reason, I just haven't been able to connect with him. And it dawned on me that you might know Joe. Do you know Joe? Now, if I've done my research well, I know him, or I have very good reason to believe you know him. So I am expecting the response to be, sure, I know Joe. Great. Would you be comfortable introducing me to him? So instead of asking simply for a name and phone number of somebody that our client's going to pick out of thin air, we're going to ask for a direct introduction to somebody that we know our client knows, that we also know is a great prospect for us. So instead of getting a name and a phone number, somebody who may or may not be a great prospect, probably not, we're going to be asked to directly be directly introduced to somebody we know, we hand-picked as a great prospect. We can virtually guarantee that we're going to get a very high-quality referral, and we're not just going to get a referral, we're going to get an introduction. And if we've done our job well with our client, they will agree to introduce us to that person that we want to be introduced to. Our referral ratio of connections can go from very low to extremely high by simply learning to control that referral question and doing the research that we need to do in order who our client knows that we know is an excellent prospect for us.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, Paul. I mean, in your experience, are people getting better at referral selling, or is it sort of more of a dying art, do you think?
I think it's dying slowly. And I think the reason is basically most sellers, as I said, have been taught that referral generation is simply asking that simple question and then in front of the client, wait. And one of two things happen for most sellers. Get a name and phone number, and it turns out to be someone who's not a prospect. And they eventually get discouraged and quit asking, or they will begin asking a question, that question. They put their prospect on the spot, standing in front of them, expecting an answer to a question that the client is totally unprepared to answer. They feel very, very uncomfortable doing that, put their client in an uncomfortable position. So after asking that a few times and feeling that discomfort, they simply quit asking.
Well, I mean, it's to be hoped that, you know, we will soon see a bit of a renaissance. I mean, it's such a very important skill. And it really is the most powerful form of selling There is, and you know, you and I have had lots and lots of conversations. I use referral selling all the time. In fact, I mean, I can say probably 95% of all of my clients have arrived via referral. I mean, I know that's exceptionally high, but I would have thought most companies, you know, ought to be able to generate 30, 40, 50% of their sales from referrals. Would you agree?
Yeah, they certainly should. And if you ask in the right way, research,
yeah,
and you figure out who it is your prospect can introduce you to that's a great prospect, you can really increase to virtually a referral-based business.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Paul, as you know, unfortunately, we are constrained for time with these interviews. We always have to aim at 10 to 15 minutes maximum. But again, it's been a great pleasure to have you, and you're always very welcome back. Before I let you go, do you want to just share with the listeners how they can reach out to you?
Certainly. My blog is salesandmanagementblog.com, or you can go to my website, which is McCordandAssociates.com. My email address is there, and if you have questions or comments or suggestions or whatever, just shoot me an email. I would be more than happy to do whatever I can to answer.
That's fantastic. Okay, well, thank you again, Paul. Lovely to hear you again.
Well, thank you, Jonathan.
Okay, listeners, hope you enjoy that. I mean, Paul is, as I suggested, right at the front end of the interview or chat, however you want to describe it, as one of the leading experts in the world, and he's a font of knowledge. You've got all his details, so do make contact, and you'll find he's written lots of articles on the topic. Certainly, I've read many of them, and they are absolutely excellent. Okay, this is Jonathan Farrington. I look forward to welcoming you again very, very soon. Bye-bye now.